In the fight against opioid addiction, doctors are looking for new strategies. Some of the emerging tactics put them at odds with their own training. WXXI's Brett Dahlberg reports.
Today we're teaching a bunch of people what they need to know in order to become buprenorphine prescribers.
Buprenorphine is a prescription drug. It's also commonly known by the brand name Suboxone. It's designed to help treat opioid addiction by staving off withdrawal while also preventing users from getting high. But to prescribe it, you need a special waiver from the Federal Drug Enforcement Administration.
How often should we follow up with patients? Well, it kind of depends where they are in their recovery.
Today, Kristen Smith is leading a training session at the University of Rochester Medical Center that will help doctors qualify for the waiver. She says these trainings are getting more and more popular.
We thought we had, 26 or 27 people registered for it, and then we did not have enough space and had a couple people sitting on the floor and had to get some chairs lined up. So we were shocked by the number of people that attended today.
And now the New York State Health Department has guidance out that relaxes some of the restrictions on prescribing buprenorphine. But the drug is still controversial.
Our training has really been total abstinence. So it's a paradigm shift.
Patrick Setch is the director of URMC's addiction treatment facility called Strong Recovery. He says in the traditional view of abstinence, if you're using drugs to treat addiction, you're not really treating the addiction. But some patients who take buprenorphine will stay on it the rest of their lives. Setch says the state's making the right move in making it easier to prescribe buprenorphine. He says we should think about addiction treatment on a spectrum.
On one end of it could be, truly just harm reduction. We are trying to prevent this person from an overdose and from dying. And on the other end of that continuum is total abstinence.
And the state's new guidance on buprenorphine is way over on the harm reduction side of that spectrum. That means its primary focus isn't ending drug use. It's replacing one really dangerous form of drug use with another safer one. But that puts buprenorphine at odds with both traditional medical practice and some of the most common recovery models, 12-step programs like Narcotics Anonymous. It's a tension that Chad Rank is trying to work through.
I feel a stigma with any like medication-assisted treatment like for opiates. Especially more for me, like in 12-step meetings, like there's definitely some pull, especially with the older people in the meetings, like that judge it or that say you're not in recovery or that say, even some people say they're not supposed to share.
Rank's 30 years old, lives in a big creaky house in Rochester's South Wedge, and he's making tea as we talk. He's been taking buprenorphine for years. It's a crucial part of his recovery from addiction to heroin and other opioids. But back in 2013, when the rules were stricter, his doctor cut him off when he tested positive for marijuana.
I don't think there was even any leniency. I think I took a drug test, and it showed up positive in my drug test, and I was kicked off immediately with, no taper or anything.
Under the state's new guidance, that's a lot less likely to happen. Doctors are encouraged to continue prescribing buprenorphine even if a patient is not going to counseling or is using other drugs. Rank says that's a really important change. Today, he's a peer advocate for people working through their own addictions. He says they're often not receptive to counseling or therapy while they're in the throes of addiction. Getting them on a drug like buprenorphine can prevent them from using far more dangerous drugs that are often laced with deadly fentanyl.
I mean, there's many different paths that I could take with this, but if I didn't get on Suboxone when I did, I definitely could not be alive.
Brett Dahlberg, WXXI News.